With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Almost a year ago, the Albuquerque-based accounting firm McCard issued an eye-popping report on the city of Santa Fe's business practices that found it was ripe for fraud and abuse. Two employees were placed on leave and the internal auditor's position was cut. Since Mayor Alan Weber was elected in March, he's had to deal with recommendations in that report.
Audits are really valuable tools. You know, the city of Santa Fe had something called the McCard Report that came out in last September that was a performance audit of our city's operations. And since becoming mayor, every week I've been having meetings with the people and the departments that have been mentioned in that McCard Report. We also got our audit in and response from the state, and it had a number of areas where we needed to take corrective action.
Besides holding meetings, Mayor Weber says the city is pursuing some of those corrective actions.
The McCard report didn't say that there was fraud. It said we have systems that would allow fraud to take place, and it put us on notice that we needed to take corrective action. And so as a result of that, for example, we're going to take the next step, which is to commission a forensic audit and to look at areas where fraud, if it was committed, we can find it. That's what an audit and what scrutiny, what transparency does for you.
Mayor Weber has hired six new top managers whom he describes as seasoned professionals at all levels, including a chief of staff and a chief financial officer, a new city attorney, a city manager, who also has a deputy city manager, and new heads of the Parks and Recreation and Public Works departments. Most earn more than $100,000 and more than their predecessors. But Weber says the positions are needed to provide the accountability Santa Fe residents deserve. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.